going on down there?
Hey everybody, it's Vangelis. We're here at TFCon 2010 on Friday, July 16th, 2010. And with me here in the room is my roommate, Aaron.
Hey.
Hey. Toronto sure is pretty cool, right? Because we can see it right outside the window.
Yeah. The wonderful airport and planes going by.
Oh man, it's crazy out here. I wonder if guests have arrived at the show. So we want to just give you a quick little report on how our Friday went. In my case, I didn't sleep. Then I got onto a flight for 4.5 hours, slept for 2 of those hours, and then got in. However, in the case of Aaron, he had a much more interesting journey than I did, and perhaps a little bit more of a painful one.
Yeah, so we just got done with 104, went to bed, and then the next thing I know, the alarm clock's going off. So I get up, shower, try and wake myself up. Get on the road at like 6:30, feeling good, making good time. And by the time I get to Michigan, I'm already like a half hour ahead of time of what I thought I should be. And get in Michigan, and everybody's driving exactly the speed limit. 70-mile-an-hour speed limit on the interstate, everybody's doing 70.0. And sure enough, see a guy blaze by me, and then about 5 minutes later, I see him sitting on the side of the road with two cops behind him. So I'm glad I stayed at 70. But as soon as I get to the border, dead stop. And it was a half hour to get through the toll plaza, and then like an hour and a half to get through customs. And
so it wasn't so much molasses as it was outright tar.
No, it was tar. Yeah, it was. And the rough thing is I didn't quite realize how close I was coming up to the border. And I was sitting there going, man, about another half hour, be time for bathroom break, stretch legs, get into Canada. Oh, wait. So for like 2 hours, I sat there thinking thoughts like the desert. Just a vast plain of dry nothingness. But you get through the toll plaza, it's just $3, go on, and then you get into a line, and then you very slowly creep along. GPS didn't register movement for like an hour and a half. And so I get to the customs, and the guy was asking me every question. Where are you from? Where are you going? Oh, it's TFCon. You know what hotel, or are you staying in Toronto? Yeah, I'm staying in Toronto. What hotel are you at? I don't know. I think it's the Doubletree. What do you mean you think? What do you mean you think it's the Doubletree? Like, buddy booked it. I didn't book it. I'm just staying with him. Oh, this buddy, is he an American or a Canadian? Eh? So he's a Canadian. Well, how did you meet? I said, well, we met on the internet. I mean, long time ago. I've known him for a while. Well, when was the last time you saw this friend? Like, 3 weeks ago at another toy convention. Oh, well, when was the last time that you spoke with him? Like 13 hours ago on the Skype recording thing for podcast.
Clearly, I am the mastermind of some kind of nefarious scheme and organization.
Yes. Then he asked about if I had anything to declare. You taking anything to this toy show? Well, I've got some toys, but, well, what's their value and how many? It's like, I don't know. It's like maybe 15 toys. I'm not planning on selling anything, which is funny a little bit. And, well, what would their value be? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe $150? Well, if you sell anything, you'll have to declare that later. Like, okay. Can I go now? So he hands me everything back, and the next three exits were all under construction, and I do not trust under construction exits. So about 8 miles in, 10 miles in, or whatever the heck that is in your silly kilometers here,
metric.
I found a rest stop that had a subway, and I had a very satisfactory urination.
Excellent. So
then after that, it was smooth sailing until I hit the 401.
So you opened your entrance into Canada with a bowel movement of,
yes,
of great relief.
Show you Canadians what I think of you.
Whiz. Excellent. Well, I was just chilling out in the lobby all day this afternoon,
because I felt like crap because I was like, oh yeah, I'll pick you up at the airport. Save you a taxi ride or something. And then I sent you those text messages of, dude, just get the thing because I'm not going to be there. And then it turns out it's a free shuttle ride.
Yeah, luckily there's a free shuttle, so it was absolutely no worries at all. But I did wait a little bit till Aaron got there so that he could have a fresh lobby cookie. That's what Doubletree does.
Cookies.
But I was hanging out in the lobby talking to all kinds of folks, starting to edit episode 104. And I stopped actually because I was pretty sure that that Empire's audio crapped out. But it turns out that there was just a missing chunk somewhere in his audio during the intermission.
Oh, okay.
Where he paused and started the recording up again. And
So he actually took an intermission break?
He actually paused his recording for the intermission.
I didn't know that that's what that little button did.
Yeah, so that kind of threw me off. But on the downside, I'm probably not going to have 104 up until after we're back from TFCon.
So this is all going to be weird. People will be wanting our TFCon experiences live like you did at BotCons. What the heck?
Well, maybe I'll get this live. One up on the Friday night. I don't know, but...
it'll just be like your vlogs, right?
You guys better get ready for some time dilation here, all right? Things are going to get really 88 miles per hour in a little while. But, I was hanging out, and then Aaron showed up just in time for the pizza party. So we sat back, ate some za.
Registration was first, dude.
Oh, yeah, we registered, didn't we? Right, Nightbird. We all got Nightbird.
Hundreds. Signed program from the goddamn Proto Man.
I got two, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I got another one for my mom.
Oh, gotta make up for that $70 blackout you tried to sell her.
That's right. 80, actually. I scalp everybody. But we were registered. Registration was quite painless. It was a hefty lineup, unless you've been to a BotCon, in which case you're like, wow, what a tiny lineup.
Yeah, that was nothing. I didn't even need to present ID or anything.
Yeah. I mean, there was a definite lack of...
I don't know what that really means, but...
There's a definite lack of, older lady presence at the table. But that aside...
And the nicked bird and the premise package.
Yes. The nigget bird. So we got that registration stuff out of the way, and we sorted out the room, got everything ready, and then we had the pizza party.
Yeah.
And
you and your fancy pre-registered pizza.
Yeah, I pre-registered, so I had like four slices of pizza, which was way the hell too much. And then Aaron was only allowed to buy two, so I have more carbs in me now.
Yeah.
But during the pizza party,
that pepperoni sits, mister.
Yes, right. Oh God, I'm having gas now. Hope you don't want to use the washroom, Aaron.
Washroom? Bathroom.
Washroom. Sure. Washroom. I have to bleep that out because you used a dirty word.
I'm tired.
At 8 minutes, 30 seconds in the timeline here. Okay, so sorry about the rawness of this recording, but we are doing this live on Friday night from our mutual hotel room.
It's 1:30. It's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning at 1:30. Almost 2. So... we had the pizza party, and it was fun, but I couldn't really remember anything in particular outside of there was pizza. We saw the YouTube contest winner videos from last year and this year from Goober and Techno, respectively. Cake. And then the cake, the hot rod cake, which made Proto Man flip out and punch a table and then hug the man who brought it.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think what else happened in just the pizza party part, but nothing. We ate pizza. We saw cake. We ate cake.
But then we went out and we opened up Vange and Aaron's mysterious bazaar.
Yeah, that was a different experience than I was expecting.
Yeah, I think we went there with the idea of sitting down and putting out the BotCon toys that we'd brought to sell with price tags on them and then sell them.
Yeah.
Now, some things didn't go...
the breeze.
Yeah, some things didn't go quite to plan. Like, I brought two alternators to sell, and I managed to sell them, but the BotCon toys I brought to sell didn't actually sell.
The ones I did sold, and...
And, yeah,
the
okay,
story.
It's time for the story, Aaron. Tell us the story.
Relevant.
That's right.
So I had a buddy of mine, I forget what his username is on the boards.
Oh,
he's registered and probably never posted. honestly.
Dick.
But he went to BotCon in Cincinnati for the Shattered Glass year.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought all the loose or all the bag sets and all the souvenir stuff, but he never opened much of the souvenir stuff or did anything with it. And when I was, it was the friend I went to see in Tulsa a couple weeks before BotCon, a couple weeks after BotCon, however that worked. I'm tired.
Me too.
And he said, hey, would you be able to sell these? I'm like, I'll, you know, take a swing at it. And I was getting ready to put them on eBay and I thought, oh, wait a second, I'm going to another Transformers convention. So it would have been after BotCon. And so I brought him along with me and I had put prices on those. And so we were just sitting there and you kept making your BC napkins for 11 cents. And I think you made a pretty good deal trading that one for the partially used eraser.
Thank you, Robofini.
But so I'm sitting there and I pull out sea spray from my bag of goodness for the stuff I was going to show you.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron
brought some stuff along that, even if he couldn't find it for me while he was in the States, he brought his stuff along so I could at least mess with some of the newer toys and scratch that itch, if you will.
But, so there was quite a bit of interest as I was seeing there with sea spray. It was like, ooh, look at that. I think that's sea spray. Is that sea spray? Oh my gosh, I think it is sea spray. Oh, that could be sea spray. And then finally, I mean, it was like gathering people and it was kind of creepy. That's why I eventually just put it on the table because so many people were just sitting there looking.
Yeah,
and giving me that kind of creepy eye look that nobody can see right now other than you because, you know, it's a recording. But
well, we're in the same room.
And so then somebody comes up and asks if I'd sell it for 20. I'm like, no, I paid, you know, 22 for it, and I don't want to just, you know, be giving stuff away. Oh, okay. He walks away. About 5 minutes later, he comes back and goes, we sell it for 40. Like, you realize that this is probably going to be out here soon, right? I mean, you guys are generally about a month behind, and I got this on like the first wave of sightings in the U.S., and there's nothing special about it. I don't have the packaging here. The missiles are upstairs. You're sure? Yeah, I want to buy it for $40. There's a chance it might not be in the dealer, but we might not see it for a while.
Yeah.
Like, so you're sure?
You bought it for 22, and you
22,
and you sold and it for 40 sold it loose. For 40
loose.
And played
with. And so I had to go up and get the missiles, and I figured I'd grab the missiles for thrust anyway because I could see that happening. So I come back down, and then I notice that there's a bit more of a crowd around the table. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I pulled out, what did I pull out next? Maybe the War for Cybertron guys?
Yeah, with that Bumblebee that I totally transformed on the first try without instructions. And then that Prime, which I made him change shape.
He kicked your butt.
He changed shape still.
That's what happened.
He changed shape.
Yeah. Technically, but so sitting there fumbling with those guys and people were coming up and not paying a whole lot of attention to what we were trying to sell at first, and then I pulled out Drift and Thrust and immediately had someone all over Drift or all over Thrust sitting there looking at him, fidget, put him down. He'd kind of wander around a little bit and come back and fidget a little bit, and he offered me 30, I believe, for Thrust. And again, I gave him the same. You realize he's going to be coming out here soon. No packaging, no instructions. No. Okay. All right. And then I think it was right after that that then I sold two of the things I'd brought down for a friend for $250, which was a good price for the Shattered Glass Rodimus Dive Bomb and Ricochet.
Yeah, yeah.
So gave those a good home and didn't have to deal with eBay fees, which I was happy to do that, if my buddy's a little bit upset that it didn't sell for well. But
it's worth noting that this whole time that you were selling those other loose toys, you were pointing out to people that they are indeed paying a whole lot of money for something that may well be out very soon.
Oh, yeah. I was doing that, and I think the gentleman to our right was actually appreciating that because then he looked at the bomb shock that I had and was like, if I sell a couple of things, will you take 35 if I can get the money for it?
Mm-hmm.
I went through the same spiel, song and dance of, well, you know, it's going to be out here soon, and there's nothing, no instructions, no nothing. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Do you want to know something, though, is I think that in that case it was a bit less crazy because it seems like the Power Core 5 packs are likely going to be in the $25 to $30 range here.
Yeah.
So that wasn't quite as
that
crazy.
That was still not as bad, but it was like, you and then right towards the end of all of that, somebody came up and just went, 25 for Ironhide. And I was like, all right, you can do that.
Man.
But I was surprised that nobody really put an offer on Drift. I had one guy say like $12 for Drift because I know that's what you paid for it. I'm like, look, I'm getting crazy numbers on stuff here. I mean, and that's what I said a couple times because a lot of people would come up and ask and I'd be like, you know, I didn't bring these up to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had I been bringing stuff up to sell, I would have rated, you know, I would have planned my trip a little bit better and hit every Toys R Us and Kmart on the way up and sold these guys in package for serious money. But yeah, it was quite an experience. And actually, I was thinking because I had hit up the ATM earlier in the day to get some Canadian silly colored money and
color-coded good smart money.
Yeah, sure, whatever. But the U.S. is doing that now too, because I, of course, sort of, kind of. So, but so I was thinking, man, I'm going to have to hit an ATM again to have enough money to make it through the convention. No, not so much. Because I got the 250 from the BotCon toys, and then over 100 from selling all that stuff, and then the money that you still owe me for all the stuff I brought up.
Right, so, the money that I stole you that I should probably pay you before the weekend is done.
Yeah,
for the toys that you brought up that you proxy bought on my behalf.
Yes, but so yeah, that was that experience.
Yeah, that was really interesting to watch. And the whole time I was just thinking to myself, like, man, everyone's looking at this stuff. They're not going to care about my silly BotCon leftovers. And they didn't.
Yeah. Well, didn't you have the guy that...
I had one guy who said that he might want to buy them on Saturday. He'd be interested.
Today.
But today, yes, after we sleep and wake up. But... No, it was really funny to watch, and I mean, I just had fun after a while, just dicking around and you know, doing my napkin thing. And
there were people that were kind of getting upset about your napkin thing, like, why are you selling napkins? What? Why is that one worth 10 cents and that one's worth 11? Why is that one worth $5? What?
I got them flustered and bewildered. All you have to do is you have to sit down at a table and put out a bunch of napkins and write on them this napkin, and then put a, you know, various random monetary amounts, and some people will just go like, this isn't right, this is raining cats and dogs, and you know,
yeah,
anarchy. It's fun. It's fair. But it was really fun, and after a while I just kind of lost a lot of my drive to try to keep selling the BotCon toys, and I left them out. But I spent most of my time popping open my own Bomb Shock that Aaron brought down, and using parts of his other Power Core guys to create the two-headed dragon.
Yes, and you got video of that, yeah?
Yeah, I got a video of that. The two-headed dragon legitimizes Power Core. Even people who think Power Core is dumb could not deny the majesty of the two-headed dragon. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was pretty creative.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It was genius, you mean?
Yeah. Sure.
Genius! So after that was done, suddenly the night was over, and I was like, oh wow, I missed out on the whole Friday night. But at the same time, I was sitting here at this table yelling at people and having a good time, so it was pretty fun for me.
We made our own Friday night.
That's right.
We didn't rely on anybody else except for the people that were coming up and pandering to us.
Exactly, all of our straight men who came up to let us be our joker selves at them. I forgot, because I mean, even though it did happen tonight, my memory is a little hazy. Did we go to the bar after that, or did we just come back up here?
No, we went to get food with Derek.
Right, that's when. Oh, okay, yeah, he was hungry because he was on West Coast time and he wanted dinner.
Yeah,
and then we went out and everyone was closed, so he had to go to the gas station and buy a pretty stank, nasty pepperoni pizza sandwich.
One texture all the way through.
Yeah, it was basically a hot dog bun stuffed with pepperoni. And when he bit into it, the thing was the same texture, no matter what was bread or what was meat. It was all the same texture.
No matter what color it was. I'm still unsure if it was all separate items or if it was just one extruded device.
Well, Aaron Roth had the best term for it, which is that it was meef.
Yeah. But I got the roast chicken flavored potato chips, and
You Americans were flipping out over all our old Dutch flavors.
Yeah, I'd heard of ketchup flavored potato chips before, but not roast chicken, and it tasted like chicken-ish.
It tasted like potato chips that have been doused in chicken broth powder. To me.
Maybe it's called bouillon, but yeah,
bouillon.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you say bouillon?
Boolean.
Is that a Boolean value? Meoolea. Uh-huh. It's late, everybody. Non-Newtonian liquid.
Fluid. Fluid. But closer this time.
Anti-Neutronian fluid.
Son of a.
So we're feeling pretty good about how TFCon started, and I think we're going to be moving into tomorrow quite happily. We've got the dealer room opening at 9, and activities beginning at 10 with the panels. I'm going to try to film a whole bunch of that stuff because I brought my tripod along, and I'm sure it won't take forever to upload into my computer after I'm done. But I guess we should try to figure out when we should wake up. So let me just set the alarm here on my phone. What time should I set the alarm for, Aaron?
Dealer room opens at 9. Let's do 6:30 or 7.
Oh, good man. I'll set a range. 7 to 7:30. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Oh, that's because we're men.
Give us time to do the 3 S's and find food.
I'm just setting it on my iPhone now. That's what you can hear.
It's bad radio. I need to get that notebook here and.
Oh, hang on. Let me just type something on my keyboard here. All right. I got that in the schedule.
Punch drunk, aren't we?
Yes.
Actually, I felt pretty good for as long of a drive as I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking I was going to get up here and have to pass out and get like 4 hours of sleep before I could do anything. But I'm riding the wave.
No, so am I. But I think it's time we ride the wave out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I may as well end with this one thought. You know, what would really suck? I mean, it's not going to happen, but you know what would really suck? Because we want to try to record every night. Imagine what would happen if I was totally dumb and tomorrow night I just record right over this recording in the same file.
That would suck. And we'd have to, like, figure out what we said and then talk about it 5 days later.
I know. I mean, if it happens, worst case, we can just try to cause a minor temporal event. And even then, I think that it would be so disorienting for us, it might not sound quite you know, on the mark.
Yeah. Well, hopefully our alternate reality selves could come up with something humorous to begin and or end such an episode with.
Yeah. But, you know, on the bright side, I'm pretty darn smart, so I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon.
No, probably not.
No. So I don't even know why I just said that. Anyway. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for a whole lot more TFCon stuff. Maybe we'll interview people or something like that. I don't know. It could happen. But I'm going to just step away. I'm going to go to sleep and check out the SGCC stuff. I mean, like, you know, whenever it goes up next week is when I'll check that out. Because it's not happening right now. And Aaron, do you think it's time to pass out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night, everybody. So, they're totally not going to be able to tell that was, you know, they're going to think we recorded that on the night, right? There's no way that they'll possibly know. Damn, we're good.